Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a question that's being asked today, and it's a question that should be answered. Why isn't Hunter Biden facing a federal gun investigation? We need to not only look at this case, but we also need to look at the fact that law enforcement apparently deliberately looked the other way in a case involving guns and Hunter Biden. Now, I'm going to tell you about this story in a moment, but before we even get to that, there's another big breaking news headline that comes with major consequences possibly for Joe Biden. And that is this. Hunter Biden, in fact, may still own a stake in that Chinese oil company that America sold oil to. Chinese records are confirming. That's right, a company that Hunter Biden founded with a 10% stake in BHR Partners still holds a 10% interest in the company in China, despite claims from the White House and Hunter Biden of the contrary. This according to new confirmation from Chinese business records. Quote, Hunter Biden no longer holds any interest directly or indirectly in either BHR or another company that he had a part in that was involved in this, again, deal with China. That's what Hunter Biden's lawyer, Chris Clark, claimed in November to the New York Times when they were writing about this connection to the communist country and one of their largest oil conglomerates owned by the Chinese government. Now, Chinese business records are saying that Hunter Biden's lawyer is lying. It is directly contradicting the claims by Hunter's lawyers. In fact, Chinese site says that the latest findings come from BHR itself and that it was filed just last month. The Washington Examiner has now gotten a hold of these filings online, and they are sharing it with the rest of the world. Now, this 2021 annual report by BHR has an announcement date of June 20th. And they say that Hunter Biden is still listed as a shareholder, his company, with a 10% stake. Now, China's business registry may not have been changed to reflect Hunter's vacated interest is a possibility. But with Hunter's global profile as the United States president's son, The admission seems very unlikely, because if you didn't hold this anymore, you'd want to make darn well sure that it didn't show up on the company's filings, especially when you said you don't own any of this. Now, it should be noted that Hunter's representative has also refused to say who bought the stake in the company, as well as what price it was sold for. Again, another problem. But before I get to that, I want to tell you real quick about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. If you've been paying attention, you've seen the stock market that is in bear territory. We're headed into a recession, and that's why the stock market is plummeting. Now, many economists are predicting now, unfortunately, this is actually just the beginning, and we could see a market pull back well into 2023. Now, when this happens, there is going to be tremendous losses, and there already have been for many Americans in their portfolios. Well, there's been one historical answer to this: gold and precious metals. In the 08 crash, when the markets dipped, gold went up, and that's what we're seeing right now. Legacy Precious Metals is the company that I use and I trust when investing in gold and precious metals, and they can advise you on whether gold is right for you right now. So whether it becomes a part of your retirement account or having physical metals shipped to you, you need to call them and get in touch with the experts so that you can protect your hard-earned dollars. Call them 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or you can download right now the gold guide, the comprehensive gold guide at Legacy PM Investments, legacypminvestments.com. Now, Hunter's possible part ownership of BHR Partners is relevant because BHR Partners is the same company directly linked to Chinese oil interests, in which the Biden administration reportedly sold the million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserves earlier this month. Now, we exposed that on this show, and if you missed that, go back and grab that podcast about this entire deal and how we know that this oil was not accidentally but was purposely sold. When I say purposely, I want to be very clear what I mean by that. They chose this company on purpose. It wasn't an accident, okay? This was a deliberate move to sell the million barrels of oil to the company that Hunter Biden had this interest in, which really means Hunter Biden was acting on behalf of the Biden crime family. Because remember, he's got to hold 10% for the big guy, and 50% of all profits, right, that he makes goes to the big guy. Hunter Biden and BHR Partners also had, quote, significant deals worth hundreds of thousands of dollars regarding Chinese battery manufacturer CATL, according to Hunter Biden's laptop and what we have found recently. This complicates things even more for Joe Biden, because now it's not just oil and gas. It's now a company that Hunter Biden and BHR Partners are involved with regarding Chinese battery manufacturing. You wonder why they're pushing green alternative energy so much? There's your sign. Now, before July, Hunter was not the only Biden with a connection to BHR Partners. We also know in 2017 that actually Joe Biden, and again, this is so fun connecting all these dots, and the federal government has all these dots, they're just refusing to connect them. So we have to continue to expose them. Joe Biden wrote a college recommendation letter for a child of Hunter Biden's Chinese business partner, Jonathan Lee, with whom Joe Biden actually met with directly in China. Guess who Lee is? Lee is none other than the CEO of BHR. Yes, BHR, the same company that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are directly involved in. Joe Biden and Lee first reportedly met all the way back in 2013 when Hunter Biden flew to China with his father aboard Air Force Two. But don't worry, they never talked about any of their business dealings. Like, hey, son, why the hell are you on my plane? Hey, son, what the hell are you going to do while I'm in China? Hey, son, how did your meetings go on the flight back from China? Hey, son, what did you do while you were here? Did you make any money, right? How is all this going? No, no, no. The White House wants you to believe they never had that conversation. Joe Biden and his staff have claimed at least seven times now that the president has had no part in the family business. Yet Joe Biden has been involved in family business dealings at least 13 times that we know of on record over the last 9 years. And we also know that the president did, in fact, talk to his son about business dealings from his own words on his own voicemail that he left on Hunter Biden's phone. How do we know this? Because we have an audio recording of that voicemail. Now this, again, everything I just told you is new information. Hunter Biden apparently still owns a stake in the Chinese oil company that they just sold the oil to. Now, the White House has two options here. They can keep lying and denying it that it ever happened to you, and that's a real option for them. They can hope that the media will cover for them on this deal, and they can hope that the media will never look at it again. That's option number one. Number two, it may be they don't even care anymore because they understand that the days are numbered. In a major way, the days are numbered for this president, whether it's in office or just on this earth because of age in general. And they may just be trying to, as I've said over and over again, suck every single dime they can out of Joe Biden. Because here's the other part about Joe Biden. He is the president of the United States of America. We have a history of not prosecuting presidents when they commit crimes. Look at Richard Nixon, right? And you look at his age and you look at his cognitive health. And I think the Bidens know that they're in that age period right now where even if they do come out and say, yes, we did all of this stuff, right? We did all of it. And yes, we were selling access. Joe Biden, based on his age, will never be held accountable for any of this. It's just not going to happen. So at this point, you just go all in. Who cares if you own part of this Chinese oil company? And who cares if you sold 1 million barrels of oil? Because he's never going to be held accountable. I mean, if today the White House admitted, yes, we were doing this. Yes, we were selling access to the president. Yes, we were selling access to the vice president. Even if you did impeachment hearings, right, so, which wouldn't happen until next year because the House and the Senate are still the Democrats, and they're going to save him and protect him at minimum till the election. So you wait till next year, and then you go through it. And even after that, even if you charge him with crimes, right, even if you did charge him with actual crimes, he's not going to actually have to pay for this. The money's still here. The family's still rich. Dr. Jill Biden, as she loves to be called, will still be have everything she needs for the rest of her life. As she tells the president when to wave and what to say and when to walk away and holds his hand and tells him not to read anything. Right. Even when I mean, it's obvious they're going to be taken care of. And that may be why they're just doing it this way, because at this point, who cares? Now, there's another part of the story that has come up, and that's the part about the White House logs are now being connected to even more visits than I told you about yesterday. The White House logs are now showing that Hunter Biden visited his father at least 30 times directly after overseas trips. I want you to take a listen to this from Fox News.
So we're learning much more detail about how Hunter Biden sold his father's influence to America's rivals and enemies. Fox's Kevin Cork has the story for us tonight. Hey, Kevin.
Evening, Tucker. From 2008 to 2016, Hunter Biden met with his dad about 30 times, either at the White House or over at the VP's residence. And here's the key. He often did so just days after returning home from overseas business trips. And that's according to the New York Post, which has actually reviewed a lot of material from Hunter's now infamous laptop. Those gatherings, as you can well imagine, Tucker, raise very serious questions about the veracity of the president's claim that he knew nothing about nor ever discussed overseas business dealings with his son. And here are just a few examples that would suggest otherwise. April 15, 2016, 8:15 in the morning, he meets with the PM of Ivory Coast. At 9 o'clock, he's chatting it up with his dad over at the Naval Observatory. February 2012, courted by Russian oligarchs in Moscow. 4 days after his return, once again meeting with his father at the Naval Observatory. And then this one, from March 2012, Hunter, associates, and Joe Biden all meeting with the former president of Colombia, whose business Hunter had been courting for months. In one email, long before the meeting, Hunter told the former Colombian leader, "I am checking on my dad's schedule." The implication, of course, being that Hunter was relaying messages to his father on behalf of foreign clients. Now, critics have argued, if that's true, Joe Biden's a liar. And worse, he could be compromised. It could also mean multiple FARA violations for Hunter, something obviously worth keeping a very close eye on as we continue to unpack everything from the laptop. Tucker?
What a story. Kevin Cork for us tonight. Thanks so much for that.
I love this, right? What a story, right? What a story here. White House logs show Hunter Biden visited his father at least 30 times after overseas trips. White House logs show that. White House. At the White House. "Hey, Dad, I got us a big deal. I got to come to the White House right away." "Come on, son. Come on over." All right, tell me what I need to do. Who do I need to meet with? Who do I need to make a phone call for? Who do I need to write a letter of recommendation for a kid? Right? All right. And these aren't business deals. Okay, this is crimes. This is a criminal enterprise. We need to stop actually calling them business deals because they're not. And maybe that's how we just change this narrative. None of this is normal, everyday business. None of this is authentic, genuine business. This is criminal activity by a crime family.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never seen before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know. Okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's another report, by the way, that I got to bring into this story too. And these, again, as I said, are not legitimate business deals. This is crime activity. Hunter Biden do, quote, significant pay from China businesses in 2019. In fact, he sought $10 million in 2017. A new series of emails released allegedly credited to President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, this week from his laptop, shine a light on his deep business connections in communist China. Now, these revelations come just 4 days after an email reportedly from the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop called his father, Joe, and a Chinese business partner, new office mates. That was reported on a long time ago about their office conditions, but this has now gotten bigger. The latest emails that have come out, reported by the Daily Caller News Foundation, reveal communications which set out Hunter Biden, and he was informed in 2018 by one of his business partners that he would start to receive, quote, significant payments the following year from a firm in China that was co-owned by the Bank of China, which is owned by the Chinese Communist government. The foundation continued in their release. These emails, which were located on a copy of Hunter Biden's alleged laptop, show that he took out a $150,000 capital loan with one of BHR's Chinese-based partners in July 2017, to help fund his $420,000 investment into the firm that year. When the loan came due in December of 2018, Swearin advised Hunter Biden to extend the loan for another year so he could pay it back with future distributions. The remainder of the email set out terms and conditions of the agreement, and it continued to shine light on the business dealings between Biden, his father, his son, and China. Now, in 2013, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden flew aboard Air Force Two to China. 10 days later, Hunter Biden firm inked a $1.5 billion deal, not million, billion-dollar deal, with a subsidiary of the Communist Chinese Government Bank of China. Elsewhere, Fox News has now reported another exchange claiming Hunter Biden extended, quote, best wishes from the entire Biden family to the chairman of CEFE, a Chinese energy firm, and urged them to send $10 million, quote unquote, to properly fund and operate a commercial endeavor Hunter Biden had with them. In separate communications, we're now seeing that Hunter Biden also sent a wire request on January the 18th, 2017, to CEFE, seeking that they, quote, translate my letter to Chairman Yi. Please extend my warmest wishes, and that I hope to see the chairman soon. Also, with this email, he's asking for money. When you look at the letter, it says, I hope my letter finds you well. I regret missing you on our last visit to the United States. On your last visit, I should say, the United States of America. Hunter Biden wrote in the attached letter dated June 17, 2017. Please accept the best wishes from the entire Biden family, as well as my partners. Now, Hunter Biden's business associates spoke candidly in emails, by the way, about Hunter Biden's role in the business, apparently viewing the Biden name as a form of currency. Again, this is not a legitimate business. This is criminal activity. This is also the reason why 150 times his bank transactions were flagged. He even bragged that they had a direct pipeline to the Obama-Biden administration. They were selling access. I'll remind you of that story, by the way, in just a second, because it is an important story that you need to remember. But back to these new emails. He added, quote, we are all hoping to see you here again soon or in Shanghai. The report noted the $10 million request did not transpire because maybe at that point they realized, now we got enough out of this guy. We have enough. We don't need anything else, right? Everything's fine. Everything's good. Don't need anything else. Now let's go back to Hunter Biden and his bank accounts. All right. You look at Hunter Biden and you look at his bank account. There has been a back and forth questioning that happened recently at the White House, a back and forth that happened recently that now we really need to know about. This back and forth was about these new emails reportedly showing Joe and Hunter Biden sharing a bank account. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was the White House Press Secretary at the time when these questions were asked. But now we know how many lies clearly were coming out of her mouth. And they knew that this was a significant problem for them. Take a listen.
Well, while that's hanging in the air, consider this. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki dodged more questions about Hunter Biden's recent art sales.
I was hoping you could say if the White House knows who purchased the five prints and whether there is indeed a departure to the arrangement that there would be an anonymity here.
I know this is your favorite topic, but it, again, it still is the purview of the gallerist. We still do not know and will not know who purchases any paintings, and the president remains proud of his son.
I don't know. Is it just me? When she says gallerist, it sounds like a James Bond character. Raymond Arroyo is in focus now, Fox News contributor. I'm not even going to concentrate on what Jen Psaki was saying because she knows these questions are going to keep coming. She can say whatever she wants about the reporters. How big of a problem are these new emails?
Harris, it's a huge problem. I mean, and this has been going on since that laptop first surfaced. We know there were these conjoined accounts where Hunter Biden even complained to his daughter that he blew half his salary paying Pop's bills. He was paying the telephone bill. That's Biden. He was paying the telephone bill, doing the taxes. There was a, and the question is, Harris, if the money that was garnered from these foreign interests, which was basically influence peddling, if that money landed in the joint account, does that put Joe Biden on the hook as part of this FBI investigation? We will see.
I just can't even imagine how his son, why would you want to share this? Like, we know about the alleged drug abuse in his past, and I only say alleged because most of it's just on video. Mm-hmm. Hey, Google
well,
it.
Harris,
why would you want to share a bank account with somebody like that?
I mean, this guy is a walking, talking reality show. I mean, he's living like a drug lord. He's, you know, with his brother's wife. He's got hookers. He's got crack all over the table. I mean, you'd think the Bidens would want to keep this guy. Yeah, that's all we know. This far, that's what he admits to. But you'd think they'd want to keep this out of the public eye. Mm. Instead, we've now turned to a new grift, which is Hunter Biden artist. And he's put down the crack pipe and picked up the ink pipe. And we're now blowing ink splatters wow. on canvas and selling them for $75,000 to $500,000 a pop. And I love the idea of offshoring the ethics to the gallerist. Now, George Burgess, the guy who owns the gallery, mm-hmm. he gets 50% of every sale, Harris, of these oh. of these items, of these prints. That's the going rate. So how he's the ethics are all of a sudden, I don't understand. And so, as far as concealing the buyers from Hunter Biden, did he wear a blindfold at that recent gallery showing in L.A.? I don't think so.
No, you could see everybody. I mean, there's video of it. Yeah. Again, I mean, it's just egregiousness in plain sight. So you mentioned half the gallery owner is getting. Didn't they just yeah. sell a slew of $75,000 a piece? That's a lot of money for the gallery owner. That's a sweet deal.
You bet. You bet. Well, that's what I mean. There's conflicts of interest all over the place. And, you know, Harris, the font of this is that group, Rosemont Seneca. That was the investment firm that Hunter Biden founded in 2009. Who did he found it with? One of his partners was Chris Hines. That is the stepson of John Kerry, who yeah. at the time was the Secretary of Defense with the vice president's son. Hines had the good sense. When Hunter Biden joined that Ukraine energy board, he stepped back. Why? He was worried about the perception of corruption.
You have Chris a layering right. of information on this. So glad to have you in focus. And I
you,
took
Harris.
Some notes on that.
By the way, I wanted to play this for you to remind you. Everything that I just played for you was stuff that we knew last year. Now look at how these emails are connecting. Not only did they share a bank account and the White House lied to you, but we knew all this. And now we get to connect it to all these meetings to his own calendar and the new emails that are coming out. And we now know that Hunter Biden's bank account, now we get it, right? We understand why Hunter Biden's bank account was flagged 150 times, right? It makes total sense now. None of this is real business. All of this is corruption. Every bit of it. This is a crime family. This is what cartels do. James Comer, when he gave the warning about Hunter Biden's laptop, he said that we have 150 suspicious activity reports, and he said, pay attention, America, and we can't even see what they are. It is because they know what's in it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Republicans and Democrats both know that these transactions, these 150 that have been flagged, are going to show criminal activity. That's why Democrats are blocking these records from being made public. That's why Democrats have now said that they will allow Republicans to see these 150 flagged transactions from his bank account only if a Democrat signs on, because they know that a Democrat will not sign on for one reason. It will undo the midterm elections for the Democrats. It will end the Democrats' midterm election campaign for many of them, because it will be so damning at these deals, at these transactions, and how the Biden family's been selling out America. It's what people hate, right? People genuinely hate it when they see America be taken advantage of, and they see people that profit. It's just like the sale of all these stocks and the buyings of all these stocks by Nancy Pelosi. They changed the rule because it became such a bad issue, such a big issue and a bad issue for Democrats. They found like, all right, fine. Well, guess what? You're still doing it. We found out that the same dude that just got a DUI or got charged with DUI, Nancy Pelosi's husband, just hedged his bets on a semiconductor company right before a vote in the House that would have a huge impact. Wasn't done by accident. That's on purpose, right? I mean, we all know it's on purpose. Like, this isn't an accident. This isn't a joke. This is the real deal. Let me go back to Congressman James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, a ranking member of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. And let me remind you of his warning on this.
Well, we found out that Hunter Biden has had 150 suspicious activity reports filed against various accounts that he and Jim Biden, the president's brother, have. That's unprecedented, Jason. A normal person in America never has any bank violations. Less than one-tenth of 1% of people ever have any bank violations. They've had 150, which I would say is more than any person in the history of America. These are the most serious banking violations you can have. There's suspicion of money laundering, suspicion of receiving money from terrorist groups, or suspicion of money from bad actors in foreign countries. Before Joe Biden became president, under the Obama administration, the Bush administration, any member of Congress could go to the Treasury Department and request suspicious activity reports. These were put into place, again, to catch funneling money to terrorist cells in the United States. I mean, it's unheard of. He's had 150 of these violations. Once we determined this, then I went to Treasury, requested the SARS on Hunter Biden, they said, no, we changed the rules. You can't do that anymore. This started getting press. We started leaking out that the Treasury Department was stolen all of this. Then they came back and said, okay, we'll make an exception. If you can get a single Democrat to sign on the request with you, then we'll give you the request. And obviously, Jason, as you can imagine, no Democrats are interested in signing on.
Not a single Democrat will sign on. They knew this. Democrats United. This hurts all Democrats. And they know what's in there. They've known it since the very beginning. It's all illegal activity. It's no longer a question of how much illegal activity has taken place. It's an issue of when are we going to actually be able to expose it, and when is there going to be accountability for what has already happened? It's not a question in my mind if he's even guilty at this point. The question is, how long are people going to be allowing him to get away with this? Right? How long are people going to get away, allow him to get away with doing this, including selling our oil reserves directly to a Chinese communist government and to an entity owned by the Chinese communist government, an entity that they are making money on the back end off of this deal? It's a $1.5 billion deal that his companies were able to secure after he rode on Air Force Two. Don't tell me Air Force Two isn't a very powerful plane. Hell, look at the State Department. Look at how much money the Clinton crime family from the Clinton Foundation was able to make off of people having to bribe Hillary Clinton to even take their phone calls by giving money to the Clinton Foundation. How much money was made there during that scenario? But we all just say, oh, it's just business as usual, because as long as the deep state protects the left, who gives them the ultimate power to abuse laws and do whatever the hell they want to do, they're not going to stop these people. The fall guy here is going to be Hunter Biden. I have no doubt he'll be charged with crimes. I have no doubt he'll go to jail for a little bit, but not very long. Was it worth it for the millions and millions and millions of dollars? Because you also know he's going to get special treatment in jail. He is going to be protected like no one else. He's not going to be in solitary confinement either. He's going to basically get to do what other kingpins have done in third world countries when they get busted for, you know, Escobar, for example, right? He got to build his own prison. Got to build his own prison, which was nothing but literally a whorehouse with pool tables and video games and an office. He built his own prison and got to stay in his own prison. It's going to be no different than what he deals with. Hell, he may even get house arrest. And the alibi is he's a drug addict that we took advantage of, right? He's a drug addict that didn't even know what he was doing. What man in his right mind films himself measuring out crack with hookers? There's your alibi. It's a good one. It's a really good one. Actually, it's more than a good one. It's an exceptional one. It's one of the best alibis I've ever seen. And that's what they're going to sell you on. But never forget the 50% goes to the big guy. Sharing joint bank accounts, paying the family bills, because none of this happens. None of it happens without the involvement of Joe Biden. And we keep connecting these dots, and information keeps coming out. And it keeps coming out because it's pretty darn clear now what it is. Right? It keeps coming out for a reason. Because we keep getting this information. It's not because the government's doing it, right? It's not because law enforcement's leaking it out. It's because law enforcement is not acting because he's protected. The same way that he can do illegal financial transactions, be flagged 150 times, and no one asks a question. You think that Hunter Biden didn't know that he had the green light to do these transactions when he's being flagged left and right 150 times? He knew he could keep going because he knew that nothing was going to happen. No one else can have 150 financial transactions flagged and have nothing happen to them. Nobody else can pull that off. Hunter Biden can. Maybe the Clintons back in the day, they could probably do it. They weren't even flagged 150 times. In fact, as he said, he doesn't believe there's a single human being in the history of the United States of America that has been able to get away with 150 flagging of their financial transactions and not have their bank accounts shut down at some point, but these accounts stayed open. The other thing is banks usually don't like illegal activity. But the banks kept flagging them, and the banks kept doing business with the Bidens. You don't think the banks were afraid that if they actually said, hey, due to suspicious activity, we're shutting down these bank accounts, that they didn't think they would deal with major repercussions from the Biden crime family? They knew who Hunter Biden was. They knew what the government regulations were. So as long as they reported it, they could wash their hands of it and then report the next one, wash their hands of it, because they weren't canceling a bank transaction card that had Hunter Biden's name on it. They weren't going to cancel a business account with Hunter Biden connected to it. Right? These banks knew the game. Right? The banks know how the game works. The bank understands how the game works. The bank understands how important it is to keep the vice president, or to stay off the radar screen of the vice president, because they also knew if they canceled it, what was going to happen. They canceled a bank account. You don't think a coked out guy by the name of Hunter Biden wasn't going to go immediately to the White House to his dad and say, this bank just canceled my bank account, Dad. You need to go after them. They knew it. They played the game. You and I could never get away with this. Private sector could never get away with this. Banks, many times when they see a couple of these transactions pop, they will cancel a bank account. I talked to a banker the other day. He said, if you get one of these things, like it's pretty darn serious, and we're looking to not do business with you at that point. You get two of these things from our bank, we will kick you out of our bank immediately for the suspicious activity, because we don't want the liability within our bank. Right? You don't want red flags if you're a bank with all the regulations and auditors and everybody involved. But to keep in a bank account with 150 flags coming through, or multiple bank accounts that add up to 150 flags, they said that was done with a bank knowing that it was okay and did not. In fact, don't be proactive. Just report and look the other way. Because the money kept flowing in, the cash kept coming, and everybody was getting paid. Not a bad deal. In fact, not just not a bad deal, one hell of a deal. This was truly incredible. So next time the White House tells you they don't know anything about Hunter Biden, they're lying. Next time they say that the president doesn't know anything about the Chinese oil company, they're lying. And the next time they tell you that he divests his interest in these Chinese communist companies when his dad became president, which was a promise from the campaign, no, they're lying to you. The Chinese records show he's still making money. And that's why they steered the million barrels of oil, hoping that no one would notice it, no one would watch it, no one would see it, directly to a company that they have a financial stake in. All right, make sure you go back and you listen to our other podcasts on Hunter Biden, as we will continue to connect these dots. We're working hard, my team, every day, making sure we get you the new information coming out. And there's more that's going to come out, I can promise you, tomorrow. We will have it for you. Please share this podcast. Hit that forward button. Text it to your family and friends. Write us a 5-star review and help us reach more people with this news that the media is not covering. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear, because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.